in the Chesney Township, which until last year was a centennial farm. When I was born, the neighbor came in who acted as a midwife. And that week, the Chesney Argus, which, as I recall, was run by a Mr. Miller, had an announcement that the June Johnson estate had increased in valuation $1,000. A daughter was born. However, throughout most of my childhood, I was my father's boy. I went to Frink's school, and some of the teachers were Nora Fulmer, Julia Burroughs, Ellen Carson. And I recall that the boys and girls, as we went home from school, was always in the springtime, was always looking for dandelions, because the first one we saw, we could take off our shoes and go barefoot for the remainder of the summer. That held whether, no matter how cold it got. I had a wonderful childhood. We had to use our own initiative because there wasn't television and radio and things to do with. We spent our time creating dishes from the blue clay we found on the farm, molded them and baked them in the sun. In fact, I guess we had our own ceramic shop. We had the neighborhood within the mile. Always had picnics in the woods. It was a great big flat stone, which we used as a table. And we'd hollow out the stumps and have those for our toilets. My dad traded an old gray mare for a Shetland pony, which was Old Babe. And with a cart, my sister and I would drive to town and fasten the lines, turn her around, and she'd go home without us, and then we would ride home in the surrey with our folks. Saturday was the big day in Chesney. All the neighbors were there doing their shopping for the week, taking in their butter and eggs and so on. I had 5 cents a week for my spending money out of the butter and egg money, which bought me a Bulldog edition of the Detroit paper. One time, my sister and I saw a grapefruit, which I believe was one of the first grapefruit ever shipped in town. And it was at Sanborn and Cummings grocery store, which was then located at the end of the stores on the west end. We pooled our money and bought the grapefruit. When we tried to eat it and we got home, it was so sour and bitter we couldn't. But our dime was gone. We moved to town when I was in the seventh grade. I graduated from high school, and B.B. Ellsworth was the superintendent, and Hayes Adams was the principal. Then I went to Ipsy Lanny Normal and came home and taught at the Westfall School. Walked 3.5 miles night and morning. Got $50 a month and $5 for janitor work. Then I went to Montana to teach for 1 year. And I recall when I got out there, of course I was as green as the grass, and the boys took me out horseback riding. And I didn't know very much about it, and I bounced up and down the saddle, and the next morning I could hardly walk. And all the rest of the jokes that they could play on the greenhorn. I came home in the summer and secured a position in teaching in St. Charles. in St. Charles. After 3 years, I taught in Chesning 3 years. And then I gradually got in the insurance business, which I liked. I was married in 1922 to Arthur Walter. And in 1931, Patricia Ann came to Gladner Home. She's now a nurse and has 2 children and lives in Cadillac. When we were first married, we paid $7 a month rent on a half a house on Lyon Street. And in 1929, we bought the Jackson Home and have lived there ever since. We remodeled it because each room was of octagon shape. And put hardwood floors and, well, did all the necessary things that we thought that would make us comfortable. I kept on working, and the insurance business grew, and I had a general agency, which I sold in 1954. Have had an excellent and happy life, and feel I was very fortunate to live in this era. As a kid in high school, I always worked, and I had money to go to Normal with. I picked beans, and I was a printer's devil for Ishii and Ingalls. The first automobile ride that I ever had was in Cantwell's Buick. There was a big 4th of July celebration in Chesning, and he gave rides for a nickel from Cantwell's, which is now Bert and Joe's corner, to the depot. I believe he was the first one that had a car in Chesning. And the first airplane ride I had was in 1924 in California, when we took a motor trip there with the Jacksons, never driving over 50 miles an hour. And we drove 10,000 miles and went to all the national parks. And as I remember, we had $500 to go, and we came home with $100 and was gone 10 weeks. I've had many accidents. Practically all the different bones of my body have been broken and sicknesses, but throughout all of them, I've come out on top. And I hope to live many more happy years. Now, isn't that better than the other one?
Yeah, well, there's a lot more in it.